following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for It's Your Money with certified public accountant and debt elimination counselor Nick Simonick. Simonick & Associates accounting firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. Nick's personal passion is to help average everyday people just like you become financially independent by applying biblical principles to debt elimination and wealth accumulation, by walking through the process of exchanging their indebtedness with savings. And now, here's Nick Simonick.
And good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the show after Thanksgiving heavy eating stuff.
Thanksgiving seems like such a long time ago to me. I don't know why.
It is a long time ago. I worked not Thanksgiving Day, but the rest of the Thanksgiving
Day. I probably work Thanksgiving Day. See, I've got it down where I've got a home studio.
Yeah.
And if there's something that needs to get done, the guys here at the station know it. So send me a text. Roger, hey, quick, can you do that from home?
So do you clock in?
No.
Oh, crap.
I just do it.
Oh, well. Anyhow, how was your Thanksgiving, Roger?
Well, I was telling you off the air, it was good, but, you know, a little sad. My oldest daughter is out west.
Nicolette.
My daddy's a little girl. She's out in California, and she was not able to be with us.
Yeah, Roger. Folks, Roger was telling me about how his family situation's a little bit unique, twisted, if you will. He used to make breakfast for the kids.
Yeah.
They pack their lunches.
Yeah, I would do that. And pack their lunches, yeah, get them to school in the morning.
And I said, well, mine is weird, too, because I did the same thing. But when mine left, I went, party.
Yeah. I'm heartbroken. Here. And then my wife's all excited.
See?
Yeah.
A switch, because Millie was kind of bummed when the kids left, and especially when the youngest finally left. Thank God for small favors. He was 25.
So Sean's the youngest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I told him he could stay at home rent free as long as he went to college full time and passed all of his courses, and he managed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 4-year degree in 5 years, stretched it out somehow, mm-hmm, just so he could stay home. But anyhow, our Thanksgiving was good. Now, like you, our oldest daughter, because Nicolette's your oldest daughter, right?
Yes.
Our oldest daughter is in Arizona. She lives in Arizona now, she and her husband and kids. And she loves Papa's stuffing. I make this Croatian stuffing. It's a sausage and giblet stuffing. It's
okay.
Really good stuff.
I'll get the recipe, and that's what we'll have for Christmas this year.
Amen.
Okay.
You need to. Anyhow, she loves it. So we kind of coached her over the phone and FaceTiming and all.
Right.
On making stuffing there. And then... she's going to have a visitor from Jacksonville who I'm going to send 2 packages of my stuffing with, so she can have it for Christmas.
Oh, so you're a great dad.
I try.
One last question. Yesterday, nail biter football game between the Jaguars and the Cardinals.
Didn't watch it.
Who did she? That's right. Was Roxanne watching it?
I don't know. I doubt it, because Scott's on my side, her husband, as far as the NFL goes. They need to change their attitude, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway,
the nail biter.
Yeah. Well, the Cardinals beat Jacksonville.
In the last
barely
few seconds.
Right? Barely. Yeah. It was like 1 second left with a 57-yard field goal they hit.
Well, if anybody really dissed America, it was the Jaguars when they knelt for the national anthem in England and stood for God Save the Queen. That was a bummer. And that's what really turned me off about them. Now, they're trying to apologize and all that good stuff. But the NFL itself has to get it together, not the individual teams. The NFL needs to make a policy, because they make a policy about everything else. You're not allowed to wear pink shoes except on certain days, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So be it. Make it a policy.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'm going to get off of that.
Yeah. Then hopefully they'll come around and everybody will be happy
again, yeah,
one of these days.
Well, they're losing money, I'll tell you that. They're not losing money on me because I gave up my season tickets a few years ago. But anyhow, Millie's upset. She says, I'm punishing her because she loves football. Nope, you can't put it on the TV. Sorry, babe. But she tries to work around it, you know.
I'm going shopping, Nick.
So she goes to the sports bar and sits there the whole hour or 3 hours.
Right.
Boy, that was a long shopping trip. What'd you buy? Nothing. I brought you half a sandwich. Anyhow, we're talking today about, now it's getting towards the end of the year, and a lot of people need to make sure that they've got their income taxes paid up by the end of the year. I found out that and we've got the results in for 2015's taxes. 2016's taxes, just a side note, have been extended to January 31st, 2018.
Because of the storms.
Right.
Okay.
So
is that just Florida, though, or just the states that were affected, or the whole country?
States that were affected.
Okay.
And so Florida qualifies, so there are a lot of clients that are still bringing in their tax work because they drag their feet when they know they can. So people have, you know, until January 31st of 2018 to file 2016.
That's just filing, or does that include things like deductions? If you make a deduction in January, will that apply to your 2017 return?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
Yeah. So it's just the filing time. And a lot of people, we find out, had not paid enough taxes in through the end of 2016, which means now that there's a penalty, a late payment penalty and a late filing penalty. And the late filing penalty is worse, 5% a month for up to 5 months, than the late payment penalty, but still, late payment penalty continues to accrue, and so does interest. So some people, when they file their 2016 return, if they wait until January, going to get hit. If they didn't make all their payments, going to get hit with a good tax bill plus penalties and interest. Interest is not bad. I can't remember. I think it's around 5% or 6% right now, the IRS interest, but it compounds daily. They get their pound of flesh. So, but for 2017, because of the storm, the third quarter and the fourth quarter payments for estimated tax payments for individuals are not due until January 31st, 2018 for Florida residents, which means if you were making quarterly payments for 2017 and you missed your third quarter payment, you're not late, because they extended that time till January 31st. But here's the deal. For the 2015 tax return filing season, there were over about 10 million people who had late payment penalties, who got penalized for not paying their taxes on time. And the average penalty was $130. Now, if you multiply $130 times 10 million people, that's $1.3 billion that the government got because people didn't pay on time. That's a lot of money.
Does the government factor that amount of money into their budget? They're thinking, okay, this number of people on average are going to be penalized, so we can include this to pay off this, that, and the other?
Yes. The government didn't used to consider it in their budget because they originally instituted the penalties to have people pay on time. But since people are always late and the government's always figuring out new ways to create penalties, now the penalties are part of the U.S. budget.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Separate line item, penalties. You can get your penalty here, folks, right at the IRS, because we have it for you.
All right.
So anyhow, after the break, we'll talk about how to avoid penalties and what the penalties are and all that good stuff, because we've got a lot to cover.
Okay, if you would like to call in, also ask any financial question at all, whether it's tax-related or not, Nick is here throughout the hour to talk with you. 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We'll be back with more of It's Your Money on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
For your professional financial services needs, Seminick & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we maybe sell. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Semitic & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Semitic.net.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is brought to you by Security Center USA.
We offer a wide variety of products and services to fit not only your budget, but also the needs of the home at a fraction of the price. The safety of your family and your home is the dominant reason we exist.
One of the most important decisions you can make is how to provide the best protection for your family and home. Security Center USA uses a customized approach, offering protection from home invasions, burglary, vehicle theft, fire and medical alert, high-definition surveillance, video intercom, and GPS systems, just to name a few.
Your home security, your video surveillance, and your home automation. Lights, locks, thermostats, life safety devices such as smoke detectors, carbon detectors, heat sensors, all-inclusive, one mobile app, super user-friendly. The best part, $12.95 is where the rates start at from a monthly perspective, and there is not a company I'm aware of in the country that can even get close to those rates.
Learn more at SecurityCenterUSA.com.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM, or uninsured motorist, on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
It's Your Money with Nick Semenik is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, attorney at law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the law office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The law office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit musalaw.com. That's MOUSALAW.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville.
Welcome back to It's Your Money with certified public accountant Nick Semenik. Semenik, Semenik & Associates is the CPA firm that Nick is the CEO. A lot of letters here.
A lot of letters.
And helping people with accounting services, debt elimination, and you also do some speaking at different events, helping people get out of debt, and audits, the whole nine yards. And, of course, with taxes coming up, you help people with their taxes as well. Everybody from the, you know, the single mom, you know, trying to minimize her tax liability to multimillionaire corporations.
All the way up the line, We help everybody we can. Our philosophy is God brings people to us that he wants us to help, and we do as much as we can. At the end of the day, hard work and integrity is the key to success. So integrity involves doing as much as you can for as many people as you can to help them as much as you can so that it comes back to you. It's called sowing and reaping. But anyhow, we're still looking for two good accountants. We've hired one. We need two more. So if anybody's listening out there who knows someone who's been in public accounting for at least 3 years, give them our name and our number. It's Semenik & Associates, 928-1040, area code 904-928-1040. Let them call the office, talk to Sean Semenik, and set up a time to come in and interview. Have them bring their resumes, and if they want to email their resumes, it's Semenik@Semenik.net, because we need, especially before tax season hits, we really need some people, and because it's going to hit hard.
Okay. All right.
Also, don't forget about the app, folks, and I've got the IT guy at my office today, Raj, by the way.
Okay.
Setting up the Android pad. I don't use iPads. I use Android pads.
Okay.
For us to demonstrate the app, the Pocket CPA, T-H-E, Pocket CPA.
Okay, get it? It's free?
Free.
Free for you, not for Nick.
No, not for Nick. Nick pays through the nose.
Okay. And if you've got a question anytime this hour, you want to ask Nick a question having to do anything with finances or money, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. And Nick, you're talking about
penalties,
which is into the billions of dollars that the government gets every year just because we didn't pay on the certain dates.
Exactly. And it's penalties aren't that simple as far as calculating them goes. The government allows you to pay either through withholding or through quarterly estimated payments, depending on your situation. But the number of people who are getting penalties is growing rapidly. In 2010, it was 7.2 million people. And like I said, in 2015, it jumped to 10 million people. So a lot more people are paying a lot less to the government, which means in advance, which means the government's going to collect a lot more at the end. And that $1.3 billion is just going to increase.
Kind of reminds me of the old banking laws, maybe about 5-10 years ago, when they'd give you free checking accounts at the commercial banks, and the way they made their money was they were hoping that you would bounce a check every couple of times a year
and then zap you
for all the bills that were out, $32 times 10 bills, and then that's how they'd get paid for the free checking.
Yeah, it's crazy, and the government does that. I think they learned from the government, the banks. But a little bit of planning, folks, can help you avoid that, and there are three ways that you can avoid the penalty. One is making sure that by the end of the year, by the end of 2017, you will have paid in at least 90% of your tax liability. So, for instance, if you know your tax liability is going to be $5,000, you need to make sure you withheld or paid estimated payments or a combination of both up to 90% of the current tax liability. Now, there's that's what they call a safe harbor. There are two other safe harbors. One other one is, hey, if I don't know exactly how much I'm going to owe in 2017, if I go back to 2016 and look at my total tax liability on page 2 of the 1040, and if my total tax liability says $5,000, as long as I have at least $5,000, that's the 100% safe harbor, as long as I have at least $5,000 paid in by the end of 2017, I'm good. I won't get a penalty for not paying even if I owe on April 15th. But then there's another one for people who make over $150,000 of adjusted gross income a year, and that is they have to pay in 110% of the prior year's liability. So, for instance, the $150,000 person, let's say their liability in 2016 was $10,000. They have to make sure they have $11,000 paid in by December 31st of this year, or January 31st of 18 if they pay estimated tax payments. So those are the three ways you can avoid creating a penalty in your life. So we need to go ahead and get a caller, I think, right?
Okay, we've got Rice holding on the line. Hey, Rice.
How are you?
Good afternoon. You're in It's Your Money.
Hey, I have a question. The dog's barking in the background. There's a demo cat.
It's okay.
Do you have a social security number for the dog?
Quickly, if a person thinks they made a mistake in filing their taxes for this year, what would be the form to ask the IRS for to redo their taxes for this year? We got to call the IRS and say, I'm requesting form such and such. You know the name of that, the number of that form?
Yeah, it's a 1040X.
1040X.
Yeah. You can file a 1040X that says how much or what are your income and deductions that you filed, and then it says what are the corrected income and deductions, and then on page 2 of the 1040X, you put an explanation of why you made the changes.
And it opened up a conversation based on the president's executive order saying you do not have to pay the penalty for not having so-called health insurance. And one person left that blank, and they didn't have to pay the $700 penalty. Some other people that we family, friends, we helped file their taxes, they were too afraid. They didn't believe the president. So I'm going to ask them. I'm going to get the swarm from them and say, hey, you can do this. So we're going to try to play this lottery here and see if it works.
You know what?
And tax avoidance.
You need to let me know if it works because technically the government has not been enforcing it, even though it's been a law. But
right.
I haven't seen someone file a 1040X and be successful in getting the money back. Let me know if it happens, okay?
Yeah, if we can wiggle and swiggle through this thing and avoid taxes we can, I'm all for it legally.
Yep.
Okay, good day.
My philosophy is render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, but don't give him any of yours. Anyhow, I like to see how successful he is at that. Because
yeah, so he wants to file an amendment to basically remedy himself of the penalty for not having
health insurance. Yeah, because the health insurance, I'm sorry, the Supreme Court called it a tax, not a penalty. But guess what? It's a penalty. It is what it is. They can mask it and disguise it any way they want, but if you don't pay or if you don't buy health insurance, and now you got to understand, a lot of young couples, and this was me included way back in the day,
mm-hmm.
A lot of young couples are healthy and they're starting out and they don't have the money to buy health insurance. Back then it was a lot less expensive than it is now, but I still didn't have the money. Times were hard. Even the birds were walking.
Mm-hmm.
So Millie and I didn't have health coverage for years and years and years. Now the government says, I don't care if you are a young couple and you can't afford it and you're healthy. We're going to make you buy health insurance or we're going to give you a penalty for it. Or an additional tax, whatever you want to call it. In any event, the rumor was that the government was not enforcing it. And I know a number of people who didn't put it on their tax return and never got charged for it, even though they marked that they didn't have health insurance. But I've yet to find someone go back and amend a return and get the money back from the government. I'd like to see how that goes.
Okay. Should be interesting.
Yeah. Because, you know, a lot of people pay too many dollars in taxes, let alone a penalty for not having insurance.
Now, since President Trump was elected, he issued an executive order officially giving people amnesty from that. Am I correct?
That's what I heard. I got to see what happens with this guy. I hope he calls us back.
Okay. Call in if you've got a question for Nick at 222-TALK, 904-222-8255. We'll be back with more of It's Your Money on AM 600 and FM 101.1 Talk Radio, WBOB. Welcome back to It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonick. I am Roger Henderson, and 904-222-TALK is the number to call if you've got a question for Nick. 904-222-TALK, and a very interesting conversation we've got going today with respect to IRS penalties, how to avoid them, special circumstances that apply to most in our listening area because of hurricanes that affected us. We've got a little extra time to get the money in, but we don't have forever. And Nick is trying to save us as much money as he can.
Hey, man, that's the name of the game, Roger. Hey, saving tax dollars. And while we were on break, I looked it up, and yeah, they took steps earlier this year to stop enforcement of that tax penalty for health insurance. But I don't know. I just have to see.
What is the penalty, out of curiosity?
Depends on your income. It could be high.
Okay.
I mean, I've had clients in the $1,000 range and couple $1,000 range and $3,000 range in penalties. So it depends on your income.
So it makes sense in some cases. Well, now it's not being enforced, but prior to that, the premiums for the insurance policy were cheaper than the penalties, right?
Yeah.
Can be. I know one guy who was just protesting, and he didn't want to pay it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have health insurance.
And then there are some clients who don't have that much income, and they say, well, the insurance is going to cost me a whole lot more, so I'll just pay the penalty and be done with it. Well, we'll see what happens with it, because I know they're going to address it soon. They're trying to address part of the Obamacare penalty or additional Social Security tax on investment income, 3.8%. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyhow, in order to, before I go into how to save yourself from penalties from the IRS, maybe we should talk about what kind of situations would cause you to owe the government more or change your tax status in 2017. Number one is if you're a widow. Now, widows or widowers, and let's call them senior citizens. And if the senior citizens were getting Social Security benefits and pensions and investment interest and dividends and stuff like that, well, if a spouse dies in 2017, you still get to claim married filing jointly, which means your tax situation won't change for 2017. However, if your spouse died in 2016, you filed married filing jointly for 2016, but in 2017, you have to file single. So the year after your spouse dies, you have to file a single status instead of married filing jointly status, which means that your tax rate goes up by the fact that you're a single individual, and also by the fact that you don't have two exemptions, you and your spouse. So if I'm talking to widows out there, and they're widows or widowers where their spouses died in 2016, 2017 is a whole new tax structure for you, and you need to look at your income and your withholding and your expenses. What we do for clients, Roger, is we do a tax projection for them. We project out what they're going to owe based on their current situation, and that way they don't get surprises, and they can avoid the penalties, because we have time between now and the end of the year to adjust their withholding.
Okay.
So
do you find some senior citizens get married?
Yeah.
and they're incentivized because there's economic benefit. There used to be the marriage penalty where if they got married, the taxes would go up. Now the taxes go down if they're single, right? I mean, go down if they're married, right?
Right, because married filing jointly is you can make more income at the lower tax rates. But I find that, you know, seniors find their second true love after I have a couple.
I see stories on the online all the time about how, you know, Bob and Mary, who were high school sweethearts,
yeah,
back in the 1930s, you know, reunited and get married, you know.
In fact,
decades later.
I know a local story, a guy who attended our church, he and his wife, the wife died, and he told us that she said on her deathbed that he was to marry her friend, and so he did.
He had to listen to it. That was her last and final wish.
So he's married filing jointly anyhow. I'm just saying. Roger, when I talked about a widow, Roger had this big smile. Yeah, big smile on his face.
I think it's so cute when old people get married and fall in love. I think it's adorable.
Yeah.
But there are certain, we talked about this a few weeks back, there are some financial and legal considerations you have to take in consideration when there are kids involved from
Absolutely.
The previous marriage.
Oh, yeah, because as we said in previous episodes of the program, that if that's the case and you remarry, you need to make sure that your natural children are protected as far as the finances go. And that's the other story as far as estate planning. But so a widow. Now, marriage, if you get married in 2017, that's a whole different ball game as well. Because, well, if you were single in 2016, you're single, filing single and zero and paying the taxes at the end of the year, or having enough withheld to get a little refund at the end of the year. Now, you get married in 2017, and let's just say, for example, a couple got married in January 2017, and the husband goes, woohoo, I get to claim married in two, because now there's two of us, and I get more money during the year. But what he doesn't think about is, what if the wife is still working, which is usually the case nowadays, and she was claiming single and zero, and all of a sudden she changed it in January 2017. There's two of us. I'm claiming married in two. Well, that's fine if there's only one spouse working, but you put both incomes together and you have a problem, because the government doesn't withhold taxes on the first, let's call it $12,000 of income, even if you're married with zero dependents. And you combine that, the government doesn't withhold taxes on the first $24,000. Then you add two dependents, that's on each side, that's $16,000. So you add $16,000 to the $24,000, and all of a sudden the government combined income is not taxing the first $40,000. And then they're withholding a lot less in taxes, but you put that together, and you got a problem.
Okay.
And that's why they have to be careful. If a spouse is working, it's a good idea to say, okay, what's our tax situation now that we're married? Then you got a situation with a blended family, let's just say. A guy's single, he marries this lady who has two children. Well, and we'll talk about this in a minute, under the divorce category, but is she the spouse that's got custody? If it's the custody spouse, she gets to take the children as exemptions on her tax return. Plus, she gets the child care and she gets the child tax credits.
And the child support.
And the child support, which is in taxable income, which is good. But all these things have to be factored in to see where they're going to stand at the end of the day, because she was head of household before they got married. Now it's married filing jointly with two children, and you have to figure out how is that going to impact your taxes. Then, yeah, and in addition to that, there's a kiddie tax for if your children get passive income above $600, I think it is. And then they have to file taxes at your tax rate. It might be $1,000. I forget what it is, but you have to take that in consideration. And then if both of them had separate houses before they got married, and they get married and they have one house as the second residence, how does that play into their taxes? Or they rent one house out and live in the other house. Well, the house they rented out, they might want to consider making sure that it sold before a 5 year or a 3 more year period's up, because if you live in it 2 out of the last 5 years as your residence, you don't pay any tax on the gain on the house.
What about moving back and forth between the two?
That's first and second residence. So that means that they get to take the interest and taxes on both of them. So that's a good thing.
Okay.
So marriage changes the whole deal tax-wise, and people need to get competent tax advice when it comes to that.
I'm just trying to digest it all. It sounds a little complicated to me, but that's why there's Nick.
Amen.
And you can call him at 904-928-1040, you know, during the week.
Yeah.
And sit down, talk with him, go over all your numbers and that kind of thing. And
we'll be glad to help.
He'll be happy to help you. In the meantime, if you have a question today that he can help you with over the phone in a general sense, the number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Our final segment for the day of It's Your Money is coming up right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 Talk Radio WBOB. For your professional financial services needs, Seminick & Associates is here to help.
We provide everything from financial planning, debt elimination, business valuations, mom and pop shops, to lawyers, doctors, dentists, small business owners, tugboat companies, you name it, we can do it. We do consulting for QuickBooks, software installation and troubleshooting, business development, team advisory boards, client advisory boards. We run the gamut on any kind of service you would need financially, except investment advice, because we feel that we're your most trusted advisor, and we don't want any clients looking at us like we're getting a commission or a kickback from any products we may be selling. So that's the only area we stay out of. Other than that, we offer services and solutions for anything you can think of financially.
Call Semitic & Associates at 904-928-1040. That's 904-928-1040, or online at Semitic.net.
John and Kate Hatfield, husband and wife, are both Florida barred attorneys. Practicing as the consumer law firm since 2007, they focus on personal injury cases, specifically car accidents, slip and falls, and also help people with traffic tickets or issue suspending driver's licenses. Here are some important consumer tips. If you were involved in an accident, seek medical treatment within 14 days to make sure you're entitled to your PIP, no-fault medical benefits for medical bills, prescription reimbursement, and lost wages. Just because you received the ticket does not mean you're at fault. Seek counsel in those situations. It's also very important you check to make sure you have UM or uninsured motorist on your automobile insurance policy. This protects you against people driving around without proper insurance. Call John and Kate Hatfield, attorneys at law, for a free consultation. 904-446-9990. Office located downtown Jacksonville with free convenient parking.
It's Your Money with Nick Seminick is brought to you by Security Center USA.
I'm Paul North, Security Center USA. We do electronic security for commercial environments, burglar alarms, intrusion alarms, video surveillance, automation, access control, the assets of the business, the food coming and going out of the doors and our medicine, productivity, and then again, liability.
Whether it's monitoring the cash register, shoplifting and theft, or vehicle management and misuse, Security Center USA has you covered.
Security, as we know it, has really evolved so much further from just keeping an eye for robberies and vandalisms and break-ins, and it's certainly great for that, but liability, protection of assets, and getting what you're paying for. We do a ton of 7-Elevens, more State Farm, Allstate, Nationwide, and independent real estate and insurance agencies, and I can even count Bono's Barbecue here in town and Luke Pizza Bar and Grill. I mean, every single one of them are our clients.
Security Center USA, the power of proven protection, online at securitycenterusa.com. It's Your Money with Nick Seminick is being brought to you in part by E.R. Musa, Attorney at Law. The law office of E.R. Musa, PA, provides comprehensive legal services in the areas of bankruptcy, debt defense, and credit rebuilding. Whether you're looking to file Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 bankruptcy, or have questions regarding uncontrollable debt, the Law Office of E.R. Musa is here to help. The Law Office of E.R. Musa is centrally located in the San Jose Lakewood area with plenty of free parking. They accept most major prepaid and employee benefit legal plans in North Florida, covering thousands of employees and their families. They also accept major credit cards. Since 1985, E.R. Musa has handled over 1,500 bankruptcies, and they all began with a no-cost, no-obligation initial consultation. Call 904-296-7704. That's 904-296-7704. Or visit MoussaLaw.com. That's MoussaLaw.com. Non-attorney spokesperson, offices Jacksonville.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonick is brought to you by O&O Construction Company, General Contractor. When it's time to do those needed home improvements, let O&O Construction do the work. They're experts in everything: bathroom remodeling, flooring, brick and stone driveway installations, room and building additions, kitchen remodeling, home theater construction, pools and deck construction and repairs. O&O Construction Company does it all. They handle the larger projects too: apartment building construction, custom home construction and demolition services. If we forgot to mention your project, yep, they can do that too. Quality work and competitively priced. Give them a call at 904-783-9479. That's 904-783-9479.
It's Your Money with Nick Simonick here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 Talk Radio, WBOB. And if you couldn't hear the entire hour, but there's a lot of good stuff that you missed, well, first of all, it's always good to get the you know, WBOB app and listen to it, you know, as you're going about over your phone with your headphones. But we carry the Best Of edition every Saturday, 5 o'clock on our sister station,
The Biz,
100.3 The Biz. So you can tune in Saturday, 5 p.m., 100.3, and hear the entire hour on court for you. Won't be able to call in, but always good stuff.
I love it when a plan comes together.
But if you want to call in, we've got a few more minutes this afternoon, 904-222-TALK. 904-222-8255. Nick's been giving us really good information on limiting our tax liability with respect to penalties, especially this hour, but also good tips on all other areas with tax season just around the corner.
Yeah, and it is just around the corner. Before we know it, it'll be there. Now, the other thing we have to consider when you're planning whether or not you withheld enough taxes is divorce. Is alimony involved? If you're the spouse receiving the alimony, it's income to you. If you're the spouse paying the alimony, it's a deduction to you. And according to at least one version of the new tax bill, the alimony deduction and income situation goes away. So we don't know how it'll stand in 2018, but for 2017, if you paid alimony to an ex-spouse, you get to deduct it. And then who are the children who are... who's going to have custody of the children? And a lot of people come in and say it's 50-50 custody, and nobody, and the court didn't settle on who gets the children as dependents. Well, the custodial parent is whoever is there the most of the time. In other words, the child, if they say we're going to do 365 days a year, half and half, but there's one extra day, who's the child staying with that extra day? That's the resident parent who gets the exemption.
And that's probably a quick way to get yourself an audit if both the parents claim little Johnny and Amy as dependents. So you need to work things out and talk about it in advance.
Exactly, because it's going to happen. And the child tax credit, same thing. Now, if you're the resident parent and your ex is... the parent that you agree to give dependency to every other year, you can file a form 8332 to give them permission to claim the child. But guess what? If the new tax bill passes in its present form of proposal, exemptions go away. But the child tax credit stays, so you still have to iron out who's the resident parent. Anyhow, the earned income credit, if the resident parent qualifies for earned income credit, the resident parent gets it, but the non-resident parent doesn't. Earned income credit is going to stay too. So who gets the house? That's another thing. If both spouses, if you divorce and your spouse decide to split the mortgage payments and other home-related deductions, however you see fit, then you each get to claim half and half. Or if you say, okay, I'm paying most of the mortgage payment, you're living in the house, both of our names are on it, I'm going to claim $10,000 and you can only claim $4,000 if it's $14,000 total for mortgage interest. So you can split it up. It doesn't have to be even. And then another thing to consider in making sure your taxes are paid in full by the end of the year is, did you start a side business this year? And if you did, how much income did you generate this year? And are you going to generate a profit? And if it's structured as a sole proprietorship, you might have self-employment taxes that you're not taking into consideration. So you have to clarify all of that. And if you do have self-employment taxes, then you have to pay estimated taxes. Or if it's a side business and you're working a full-time job, you can have extra withholding taken out. But how do you know how much? I'm glad you asked. You come to Simonic, we do a projection, we figure out how much for you, and we make sure that you don't get the penalty at the end of the year. That's what I do for a lot of people who start a side business. And then working a side job. If this is your first time working a side job or multiple jobs, then it creates a problem, because same thing with both spouses, when they get married, one's filing single and then claims married at the beginning of the year. Well, if you have five or six jobs, and I have nurses that do this, they have five or six jobs that are withholding, they take out withholding, but there's such a small amount taken out in each job because of their withholding status and because of the amount of income they make. They don't get taxed on the first $12,000 of income, and they only make $12,000 in each of the five jobs. That's $60,000, and they have zero income tax withheld.
Right.
Creates a problem. So they need to make sure that if they have side jobs, that they combine all of their income to determine what their potential tax liability.
And then they would just do the quarterly estimates, I guess, right?
Yeah, they can do that, or they can say to the employer, okay, I've claimed single and zero, but I want you to withhold an extra $50 a week.
Okay, or just have a whole lot withheld from one? How does that, how
yeah,
that
you
work?
You can switch it up. Whichever one you're making more of the money on, you mm-hmm. can have that much taken out from that one. And then another thing is if 2017 is the first time you're receiving Social Security benefits and you're still working and you're making over $34,000 a year, up to 85%, not 1,000, but 85% of your Social Security payments are going to be taxable income, and you have to be careful with that. So, and if you're retiring this year and your boss gives you a payout bonus, then you have to calculate that. Now, it's important that you calculate at least 90% of this year's taxes. The good thing is, Raj, especially in 2017, we have the ability to pay the third quarter and fourth quarter payment by January 31st. So there's still time for people to plan and make sure that they've got enough income taxes withheld from their pay or enough estimated taxes paid in so that they can get it right and avoid penalties.
Okay. All right. Man, the hour has flown by,
but
very quickly you have a couple of job openings.
Yeah, two job openings at our office, accountant, and if you have experience in accounting or taxes and at least 3 years public accounting experience, come and talk to us. We'd love to talk to you. You'd love to work at our office because it's fun.
Okay.
904-928-1040.
Or Simonic@Simonic.net. You can email them and send them your resume. All right. It's been fun. I guess we'll talk next Monday.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you for joining us for It's Your Money with Nick Simonic. The best of encore presentation, 100.3 The Biz, Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for joining us for It's Your Money with Certified Public Accountant Nick Simonic. Simonic & Associates Accounting Firm focuses on providing clients with professional services, including tax return preparation and tax planning, business planning and development, accounting, payroll, federal and state agencies, paperwork preparation, retirement planning, church and nonprofit services. For professional accounting services or to host a Nick Simonic Living Debt-Free Seminar, call 904-928-1040 or visit SimonicCPA.com.